Wavesound Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Story Thief by Kira Geddes, narrated by Jennifer Valetic. Dedicated to my mother, with love, and to my earliest memories of this country's opal-hearted red interior. No Australian who has wrestled with the ardours and subtleties of resolving this continent in terms of literature will discount Henry Lawson. Miles Franklin, 1942. Women have a different history. Someone ought to write it down. We're not sheep or shadows or silly saints the way Mr. Lawson would have. There is more to us, more to me than any of them have written, if it comes to that. Barbara Jeffress, The Drover's Wife, 1980. Prologue, January 1900. On the morning after my 8th birthday, I awoke to the smell of smoke. I had been dreaming about yesterday's johnny cakes spread generously with golden syrup and was disappointed when I opened my eyes. The square curtain tacked over the window above my bed had not yet been tied back, but already there was enough light to see the whole room. My brother's shared bed lay empty, but Esther was still fast asleep beside me, her head pressed moistly against my shoulder and, as always, taking up too much of the pillow. I put my free hand to the ground, and as my fingers closed around my birthday gift, a thick book of fairy tales in almost perfection condition, they tingled with anticipation. It was not often I had the chance to read before morning chores. Yet the sight of my brother's unmade bed and the unmistakable stench in the air had set off a sick feeling in my tummy, as though I'd drunk milk left in the sun for too long. I wriggled out of the bedclothes, taking care not to wake my sister, and peered into Mother and Father's room. Empty. When I reached the large bark kitchen, my footsteps silent on the earthen floor, I found the hearth cold and none of the usual breakfast preparations underway. A cockroach scurried out from behind the dresser, then disappeared into one of the large cracks beneath the kitchen table. I hurried out to the veranda and circled our small timber house, screwing up my face as the smell of smoke intensified. A glance at the thermometer hanging crookedly on its rusty hook showed the mercury nudging its way towards 100. Another scorcher on the way. I stepped off the veranda and ran towards the paddock looking for Mother or the boys. Father was away, drove.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?